Everyone who's in here, Baruchim Abayim, welcome, and Baruch Shechianu, I guess, because we get to start a new section of Mishnah Berurah, and that is we get to start Hilchas Tefillin. I'm sorry, I have to let some people in, Baruch Hashem. So again, as I was saying, Baruch Hashem, today we will start Simen Chaf Hey, the halachas of tefillin. So Machaber says as follows, Achar shalavash talis metsuyatz, after a person has put on tzitzis, the tzitzis are put on properly, as we have just been learning for the last few months, learning the halachas of tzitzis, so now that you're all well versed in that. So then, Maneach tefillin. So then in the morning, obviously we're talking about in the morning, right? That's what we're going through. We're going through starting when we wake up in the morning. That's what we started with. And what we have to do, the morning brachas and so on and so forth. Then you put on tzitzis. Then you put on tefillin. Why do you do it in that order? So Machaber says, I'm sure you're all familiar with a very famous rule, Shemalim Bakodesh. We go up in Kedusha. So Mishnah Berurah points out that if there's a choice between, you know, we have this discussion often, if there's a choice between one of two things, Ruch Maslan, someone can only afford either tzitzis or tefillin. So what gets priority? So the answer is tefillin. Why? Because as we learned before, tzitzis is only an obligation if you have a four-cornered garment, right? We learned this before. It's not a chiyuv on the gavra. It's not an obligation on the person. It's no obligation on you to wear tzitzis. Yes, yesterday we learned about the tremendous schar that there is for tzitzis, and therefore, even though we're not wearing a four-cornered garment, but still we try to wear a four-cornered garment, get a four-cornered garment, acquire a four-cornered garment so we could fulfill the mitzvah. But still, lemaisa, as they say, it's not an obligation on you. It's just if you're wearing a four-cornered garment. Tefillin, on the other hand, is an obligation on the person. And as we'll learn later, Chazal say that Chas v'Sholom, somebody doesn't put on tefillin, they have the dubious title of Poshea Yisrael Begufan. Poshea Yisrael Begufan. Physically, with their body, they're poshea, they're negligent. So again, the obligation of wearing tefillin is upon each male every day, to actually wear it. So therefore, if there is a choice, if one is forced to make a choice between tefillin and tzitzis, so then tefillin gets priority. Now, there's a discussion in the Marsham, the Das Torah has a whole discussion about how about if a person, Rachman Salam, can only afford, again, one thing. It's okay, we said tefillin comes first, but let's say it's between tefillin and mezuzah. So then what? So it's very interesting. The Marsham seems to want to say that mezuzah would come first, but then at the end he finally comes out that tefillin comes first. Now I wanted to also look for a second at the Ber Halacha says a very fascinating idea. So we said in the Mechaber that you put on tzitzis on page 63, that you put on tzitzis, and then you put on tefillin second. Why? Answer is, malim b'kodesh v'yom orid. we go up in Kedusha and not go down. So most people learn that as Tefillin has more Kedusha, right? Because we learned before that tzitzis are a tashmish mitzvah as opposed to Tefillin. Tefillin has Kedusha. The box, the Tefillin themselves are an object of Kedusha. So we go up in Kedusha, right? We go higher. But if you look at the Be'er Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says an amazing thing. Shemalim ba'kodesh. We go up in Kedusha. So look what the Chofetz Chaim says, again, in the Be'er Halacha, not the Mishnah Berurah. Al ha'adam kai. When we say you go up in Kedusha, it's going on the person, not the objects. It goes on the person. Shetzarech lelech madrega l'madrega v'lis alos b'kedusha. Person has to go from one level to another level up in Kedusha. So therefore, you went to one level of Kedusha, wearing tzitzis. So now a person has to, right? But this is the story of a Torah life, constantly striving to grow. Kimitchilo hurak mechuse es asmo bekisui shel mitzvah. Because at first you're just wrapped, you're enveloped with a covering of mitzvah, the tzitzis, value that tefillin, but by the tefillin who mekasher is asmo bekesher hayichud v'akedusha. When you tie on the tefillin, you're tying yourself with a bond of kedusha. That's an amazing idea. So again, typically most people say Malam Kodesh, again, goes on the mitzvah. The mitzvah, let's say, like by Hanukkah, you know, like we add more, we go. But according to this, this is different. That that's what Malam Kodesh means. It's, it goes on the person. Excuse me?
I thought we said before it was
Talia Rishayin. Right, but here he's saying we're going to see that later. Very good question. Very good question. We're going to see later about that. But here we're saying before the fact. Right? We're before the fact. And so we want to go up in Kedusha. Now look what the Machaber says. V'ameinichim kis hatfilin v'talis l'toch kis echad. Let's say you put your tefillin. Now again, as I said before, you have to rip yourself out of your reality, right? We're all fancy. Even people who are not, don't have, you know, these really fancy, really, you know, you look in a Jewish periodical, you know, you see ads by different stores, companies, whatever you want to call them. You know, they have this type of weave and that type of weave. They have leather and they have velvet. Now I saw they have metal thread weave for talus bags and tefillin bags. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but Kovi told me, you know, Baruch Hashem, he got married, Baruch Hashem. So he said he went to one of these stores, one of these places, wanted to get a talus bag. All these, designs. So he said, I want something simple, you know, just, you know, simple. So they said, well, no, you have to pick one of these. So he said, okay, I'll take that one, but take away the crown, and take away the this, and take away the flowers, and take away, you know, they said. So they made it for him, but it was, you know, very simple. But it had to be like a special order to get simple. So again, so that's the way we live, but Baruch Hashem, it should stay that way. But again, in the old days, not that long ago, you know, they didn't have that. So you have a bag, and the bag is one bag. It's one bag. And you put your talus and your tefillin in there, right? We're fancy. We have a tefillin bag. We have a talus bag, you know. Like, we got all sorts of things. We got bags for to protect the talus bag, right? So we have all sorts of things. So if, again, going in that scenario that you have the talus and the tefillin in one bag, tzrichim lizar, you got to be careful. Sholei anichu kis hatefillin, right. Right, excuse me. So you put the kiss, I should be careful with this. You put the tefillin bag, let me change this. You put the tefillin bag, kiss ha-tefillin, the ha-talas, and the talas to kiss achas, like a lot of people do, right? Tefillin bag, you put the tefillin, I'm sorry, I missed the word there. You take the tefillin bag, and you put the tefillin bag in a talas bag, right? The talas bag is bigger, right? So you put the tefillin bag in the tefillin bag in the talas bag. Now, inside the talus bag is obviously also the talus. So you come inside, you got to be careful. Shloya nihu kiss hat tefillin lamala. So you have to be careful, and people do this, that you don't put your tefillin bag on top, sort of. In other words, you will see. Shlo yifka, so that you don't come in contact with. You don't touch. Next page, Baham Tchila, that you don't come to them first. So in other words, again, you have everything in a talus bag, so you put in your talus, and then you put in your tefillin, right? I don't know why you do that, but let's say. So then, again, so now when you open up the talus bag next morning, so what do you hit first? The tefillin bag. So now, if you do that, the Machamer says you should not do that. Because if you do that, if that's a situation where first you come to the tefillin bag, yitzarach lahanicham kodem atalos, you'll have to put on the tefillin before the talus, which we just said you should not do. Kadesh lo yavor al mitzvah, so you don't pass over, not the holiday, but the pass over a mitzvah. You're not supposed to pass over a mitzvah. So again, put the talus and tefillin bag in first, so you'll come to it first, you'll have to put on the tefillin first. You can't pass over the tefillin. So, now it's very interesting, the Mishnah, well, let's finish the Machaber. The Ramah says, Mihu, however, imat tefillin mizumanim biyado, the ain lo tzitzis. Let's say you have the tefillin and you don't have tzitzis, right? You know, I don't know, whatever the case may be, and I don't know, they'll bring you the tzitzis later or whatever the case may be. Ain tzarch lahamtin ala tzitzis ela meniach tefillin kushmaviyim atalis ma'atfo. So then you don't have to wait till they bring you the talis, the tzitzis, rather you put on the tefillin, and when they bring you the talis, you'll put that on. So again, it's just like in most cases, Baruch Hashem, you have both. So then you should put on the talis first, then put on the tefillin, and again, you should lay out your talus bag that way. In other words, put the tefillin bag deep into the talus bag and put the talus in second so that when you open it up in the morning, what do you hit? The talus. Put on the talus and then you put on the tefillin and everything's good. Now, Emir Tzeshem, we're running out of time. So, Emir Tzeshem, tomorrow we'll talk about Major Fain's idea. The Mishabura is going to talk about that in Zion, about the idea of Tadir Shein Tadir, that when we have a clash between two mitzvahs, we do the one which is more common. And we will discuss this more about Ma'avir and all the mitzvahs. Okay? Okay, Yashkoch, everyone.